the Diddy situation has gotten worse. In light of the multiple lawsuits, the multiple allegations from a variety of Jane Does and John Does. Yes, you heard me right, John Does. There are so many different things coming at Diddy. He's obviously released a statement denying all of it. But if this isn't proof for some sort of music cabal just completely exploiting people and doing utter debauchery, this story just keeps getting worse and worse.
Okay? How did I know this?
So this was put out today. We're going to get into the definition of what trafficking is in a moment. Okay. But let's just watch this. This is from Fox News. And then there's someone that was, his sister was trafficked, and they're an advocate against trafficking. And we're going to get to that definition and some of the inconsistencies that people have about Diddy and someone else. Okay. But we'll get there. So just stay with us till the very end. Go ahead and play this video.
Homes of billionaire hip hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Homeland Security conducted the armed raid in an alleged trafficking operation. TMZ later capturing Diddy pacing around a private Miami airstrip. Diddy wasn't arrested, but his phones were seized. And there's speculation tonight that he's fled the country. We can't confirm it. Just breaking tonight, though, Diddy's attorney is putting out a statement saying, quote, there is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities. This unprecedented ambush paired with advanced coordinated.
No excuse. It's not an excuse. There's a reason for it. They don't plan a federal multi-location raid unless they had good reason to. We're going to get into the reason to that here in a minute.
Presence leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt. We believe the raid was triggered by a litany of lawsuits, including from his own ex, alleging abuse and sex trafficking. Diddy settled that one, but then 2 months ago, his former producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, filed an explosive lawsuit containing disturbingly graphic and disgusting details that not only implicate Diddy, but aim straight at the heart of the music industry. An elaborate racketeering, blackmail, and sex trafficking scheme that his lawyers compare to Jeffrey Epstein's.
From one standpoint, Lil Rod is the MVP. From one standpoint. From another standpoint, bro, you stuck around way too long. You stuck around way too long. You're getting groped. You're seeing people get shot. You're seeing all kinds of debauchery, allegedly.
Is that what came out in the release?
Bro, all kinds of crazy stuff came out. And this is not from years and years ago when he was dating Cassie. This is from last year because he wasn't compensated for his work on Diddy's last album. So this is crazy, the stuff that's coming out from the diddler. Okay, go ahead and play.
Every year, Lil Rod had unfettered access to Diddy's world, his homes, his planes, and his parties.
This man got pictures.
He claims he witnessed mountains of narcotics, illegal firearms, laced drinks, workers, and underage boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Darkness.
This is a sickness of the highest order.
Yuck. What are we doing? Yuck.
Leave the kids alone.
Claims he was groped by Diddy, groomed, and forced into humiliating performances. Oof. Diddy's chief of staff, Christina Corum, is said to have been the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs.
Ah! Oh, that's crazy. Who's this? He's like,
this is his chief of staff, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Nation's starting to wonder if Diddy may have done a few of those things he repeatedly rap about doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the Babylon Bee.
They got him.
Ordering her assistants to keep Mr. Combs high off gummies, pills, and maintaining a steady stream of workers for her boss. Now, some of the women brought into Diddy's orbit were under the age of 16. That's according to the complaint. The lawsuit claims he required the workers and underage girls to sign NDAs prior to entering his parties and prior to being at these parties. Diddy allegedly forced all of the women to drink laced De Leon liquor, as well as laced Chirac vodka and champagne. His former bodyguard, Gene Deal, said this.
Guys don't put those pills that they get to the girls in the champagne bottles because they popping them in front of. It's in the orange juice and it's in the cranberry juice. They put the pills and the stuff in there. The roofies, those girls who like the mixed drinks, they gonna pour their own sexual act because they don't understand it ain't in the bottles, it's in the juice. Those guys, they learn that and they put it to those girls who don't know no better.
Now, did he call?
Now, this is Bill Cosby behavior, right? You got Usher saying he was lived with Diddy when he was 13. He said that on the Howard Stern show. Justin Bieber, I think, he says spent 48 hours with him at
15.
This is just deviant behavior.
I have a weird clip of Justin Bieber.
I've seen multiple clips interaction with Diddy. Yeah, Diddy. That's bad. Go ahead.
These his freakout parties in attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Ron claimed some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant.
So okay. Now, that's a big deal. The CEO of Universal Music, if you guys didn't know him, the music industry has a couple major arms, okay? You got Sony Music, that's where Columbia is at, Warner Brothers, is huge, and then you have Universal, which is Interscope, which is Capitol Records, which is Universal Republic. All the biggest pop stars are signed to Universal Republic, everyone from Post Malone to you name it, right? And so those are the three big labels, and they've all kind of broken down into those big three. And the fact that Lucian Grange, who's the CEO of all of Universal Music, he's not the CEO of Interscope, he's not the CEO of Capitol, he's just over all of it. That's crazy that he was pulling up to these parties.
Yeah.
And where this is going is that it sounds like Diddy had cameras in every room and would blackmail people with these tapes.
Oh my goodness.
So allegedly Diddy has a lot of dirt on everybody, and that's why they came in. They said this wasn't expected. So he has tons and tons and tons of documents of other people performing these things, and this is kind of how he's used to do weird stuff.
Former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia, Habib Mariam, and others. Mm. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Salacious tapes of Hollywood's biggest names, including record CEOs and politicians, doing and cavorting with and minors.
Oh my gosh.
The complaint argues that these freak-off parties were a business model. Young and up-and-coming talent attended and were promised career opportunities and access to music executives. They were then plied with drugs and alcohol, film.
This is a sickness of the highest order.
Why? Why? What is it about minors that these people are into?
That's so bad, dog.
What is it about minors? Like, at this level, you have limitless access to excess, right? I mean, he literally has handlers. He has people that go and carry his like one of those people got taken into custody. He has this chief of staff that finds these people for him. What is it about minors? Like,
someone said power.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe power, innocence. Someone said innocence.
I mean, I think even what is it? They have access to excess. There's nothing they believe they cannot have.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this one last thing that they tell you cannot have.
Yuck.
And that's minors.
Darkness.
I saw this on Twitter. They're connecting the fact that Jay-Z canceled his Roc Nation brunch right as all this stuff was about to happen. He canceled his Roc Nation brunch.
Did he part of Roc Nation?
No, but there's multiple photos of them together.
Okay, good homies.
And so he cancels his Roc Nation brunch, and then they're connecting this to when Jay-Z did a whole album with R. Kelly. In the midst of all of R. Kelly's stuff, he had married Aaliyah in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z still did an album with him. Aaliyah at this point was talking to Dame Dash. Dame Dash claims that that Jay-Z tried to talk to her. So this whole web of all these people and all of it is connecting is just, it's just gross.
Bohemian Grove vibes.
That's kind of how it comes off.
How did I know this?
That's kind of how this comes off. How did I know this? They're saying, and we'll get there later, but they're saying like, an indictment is guaranteed at this point. Based on the way they came in with this, it's only a matter of time before he gets indicted personally. Like, they're not just searching his home.
And we're blackmailed. There was a quid pro quo, according to the complaint. Lil Rod said not only were these music executives sponsoring these parties, they were handing Diddy large sums of cash that he used to pay for the sex workers. And something tells me
that means that those people are complicit in it. He's saying the IRS is going to want to get involved. But that's a whole lot of, because if Diddy has people there that are underage and there's documentation that he was receiving funds from other people, all of this makes Cat Williams look way less crazy. Cat Williams talking about, I have to protect my virgin booty hole. And when Diddy tells you he wants to party with you, you got to tell him no. Right. All of this is like, yo, this man, Cat Williams, is right all along. That's how this comes off.
Yeah, everyone thought he was crazy. And
He
was just sharing his life experience.
The suit claims the defendants funded the sex trafficking venture and participated in the recruitment of victims. Now, if this is true, this is so bad. Famous artists like Usher, at the age of 13, were whisked away to Diddy's Puffy Flavor Camp.
I lived with Sean Puffy.
At 13 years old?
He comes for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
You were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to...
Why? And where is his parents? And who thought this was a good idea for a 13-year-old?
You know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
15-year-old.
By the way, they're saying that Denzel went to one of these parties.
I was like, no. Nah.
And never came back. Unfortunately, Lecrae went to one too many. Did you see his video? He didn't say it was Diddy's party, but he said he went to a party and then they told him to leave. And then it got crazy.
They told Lecrae to leave?
Mm-hmm. And so you might want to leave around 12 o'clock. And he's like.
Did he stay?
He stayed. He said he saw a whole bunch of dudes just getting it on the couch.
Lecrae said this on a video?
On a video. Oh, yeah.
Lecrae.
Media train Lecrae. Lecrae.
Media train Lecrae.
Someone over there, you know, manipulating the, adjusting the content.
Was this on his new podcast?
This is like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Hey,
but here's the thing. People coming hard at Lecrae. I know Lecrae, so I know he's like, I'm going to go and rub elbows and network and, you know, maybe tell someone about Jesus. And then, like, midnight come around, don't nobody want to hear nothing about no Jesus.
Nothing good happens after 9 p.m.
Nothing good. Yeah, like, mandatory checkout, 10:30 at the latest, no matter whose party you're at.
Justin Bieber spent days with Diddy.
Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives. What we doing, we can't really disclose. But it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
This stuff aged like milk, dude, bro.
I can't disclose what I'm doing with a minor, but it's a 15-year-old's dream. Those should never be in the same sentence ever.
Ever.
Oh. Mm.
You know, I have been given custody of him, and we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
Going crazy.
Now, here's the thing. As far as I know, I don't think Diddy did any records with Justin. I don't think there was any collaborations that happened. Like, this was just, what was the point? It's not like.
Straight Bohemian Grove.
Listen, Linda. If Justin was like with Will.i.am, right, who produces pop music.
Yeah.
And has produced pop music. Or Timbaland, right? Timbaland did a whole Justin Timberlake album.
Yeah.
Right, produces pop. I'd be like, oh, well, that would make sense.
He's getting mentored.
He's produced white soul artists before, right? White soul pop artists before. It would make sense why they would spend a weekend together. They're probably going to get... Diddy, as far as I know, doesn't play instruments like that. The production that he's done has been more capital P producing, on top of which...
The only producing he's doing is producing trauma.
Producing, or other kind of content. And so I didn't understand, like, what was the point of, like... I just don't get it. Like go ahead, play the video.
Out tonight.
What you want to do?
Let's just go get some girls. Let's go hang out some girls.
A man after my heart. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We're not accusing Diddy of doing anything bad with Bieber, but Diddy's lifestyle was an open secret in the industry.
He had to say that. By the way, he had to say that. All this is alleged.
Same with our thumbnail, by the way.
Yeah, same with our thumbnail. All this is alleged. Okay, we don't know nothing.
People have been warning about this for years.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no.
You gotta tell him no.
I did. See, I got the receipt for everything I'm telling you.
Now, Diddy operated like...
Oh,
this is amazing. And you gotta tell him no.
That's insane.
It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
And then a few years later, Justin and Diddy had another awkward interaction in front of the camera. And this time, Justin looked completely traumatized and scared of Diddy.
You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number.
He definitely looked uncomfortable.
Oh, 100%.
Poor Biebs. But it would make sense. Like, it would make sense when you're hindsight's always 20/20. When you're looking back, all this stuff is like, oh, like this fool was really on one. Now, I will say this. I think one's depth of depravity is usually connected to one's access to excess.
Mm.
So Diddy's running around and he's playing with bees, billions. You're talking about billions. That's going to look different than the person that's only playing with millions. That's going to look different than the person that's only playing with thousands, right? And so I'm not trying to be this, but what I will say is that some of you guys, based on your browser history, would be doing similar things to Diddy had you been given the access.
Darkness.
And so you think that you are superior morally, but your browser history says something totally different. You've then dabbled into some bizarre stuff in your browser history that, like, had you been given the opportunity, you probably would have went off the deep end. And so what this does is, because someone is more depraved and deviant in their behavior, we then feel better about our sinfulness. But the only difference with a lot of this stuff is you just don't have the access, right? You just are like, oh, well, And again, big shout out to my man CP, and big shout out to everybody that got a clean browser history. Big shout out to everybody that don't know what an incognito window is. Props to all you guys. Okay. But we know, based on pure statistic, based on pure data, based on the reality of how many Christian men and pastors struggle with this stuff, that a lot of us who are Christians be looking at some crazy stuff. And if you had more access and you didn't have Jesus and you was worth billions, you'd probably be out here wilding too. Now, I think the kids thing is a bit much. I think the kids thing is, that's where you, that's why I'm like,
that's a wild take.
That's like a, what are we doing? What are we doing with the kids thing?
But
there's all that stuff.
Orgies, the whole nine.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like,
next.
Yeah, to that
you're
point,
swinging,
yes.
The kids, you're swinging, the kids among thing sexes. Is
crazy.
The crazy thing.
I mean, that just takes another level, and I don't think a billion is going to swing me anywhere close to
that. And you're not going that
way?
Respect.
No.
Yeah, respect. And by the way, and that's not to say that every billionaire is into this sort of stuff, okay? Just the ones that have a proven record of this sort of deviant behavior. And that's what Diddy has. Diddy has been under the radar for decades.
John 5:24, Jesus says, "Those who believe my message and believe in God who sent me will have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins because they have already passed from death to life." And that is the exact theme of our latest collection, the Death to Life collection, available now through Sunday. So get yours now before it's gone forever over at blessgod.shop. I'll see you over there. Peace.
Some of y'all are mad that the Hobby Lobby owners that have a billion are spending money on the He Gets Us campaign because it doesn't communicate the gospel perfectly.
Mm.
At least they're blowing their billions on, like, Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
This is what this man chose to spend a billion on?
Yeah.
Mr. Combs made it clear that his head of security, Fahim Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. Fahim Muhammad, Diddy's head of security, was the former head of security for Michael Jackson, who was also accused of sexual deviancy.
Oh, they didn't.
Diddy's head
MJ.
Of security is accused of paying off law enforcement. The lawsuit claims Diddy bragged about getting away with people. Diddy and his girlfriend at the time, J-Lo, weren't charged for that New York City nightclub involving rapper Shine. Another thing that Lil Rod alleges he saw was a inside of Diddy's own studio that left blood in the restroom, where Diddy instructed Lil Rod to lie to the police by telling them that the victim was standing outside the studio by a drive-by assailant. The lawsuit has
So everything about that is super suspicious. Someone gets at Diddy's house and then he convinces law enforcement that this was a drive-by and they just go with it.
Like, you know what? It was.
That's crazy. But he goes on to say that Diddy would brag about having the police in his pocket.
Those of this stuff. And after hours of forensics and police inside the room, no charges. Lil Rod claims he saw Diddy distribute guns from his bedroom closet to questionable individuals dressed in all black.
This man was a gangster, bro. He is literally running an organized crime syndicate, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic.
The Bohemian Grove Cartel.
For rappers or something. I don't even understand. This is organized crime. Like, that's what this is. Except there's no real agenda besides the music industry.
Yeah.
Right? Which again, in hindsight, Kanye calling Diddy the feds when Diddy was trying to sit him down, that's kind of...
Diddy alluded to having law enforcement in his back pocket. Rod said the defendants bragged about murdering people and bribing witnesses and jurors. Inside of Diddy's mind...
Pause it. Now the deleting people, that's documented with Tupac.
Mm.
There's the guy who was a part of that hit alleges that Diddy offered him $1 million to take that out. And he just got indicted. Keefy D, right? And this has been known for years about Diddy's involvement in that by multiple people that are saying that, right? And so...
What do you say to people in the chat that are saying Diddy's the fall guy?
I think that Diddy compromised his way to get to his position by doing questionable deviant behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he got to this level through exploiting people. The fall guy for who?
Yeah.
Like, the fall guy for who?
The Illuminati.
Because I think this is already confirming what a lot of people have been saying. And so the fall guy for who? Like, this is Diddy. This has been his reputation for a long time. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Lawsuit says he believes he's above the law and is untouchable. But it looks like Diddy's world's collapsing. Now, what we don't know is how many people he'll take with him and whether we'll ever see the evidence the feds seized from his homes.
All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. Mm. All lies will be exposed. That's all. In 30 years, I've done nothing but collect information, knowledge, and your secrets. So if you and a man was in a corner doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing, I know so many things I shouldn't know, and they all know it. Jeez. They all know it.
Trafficking advocate Yako Bullions joins us now.
I got another extended clip from this guy that we're going to look at. But this is where I want you guys to pay attention. Because some of you guys have really, really unjust scales.
Mm.
And I'm going to get there in a second. But some of y'all got really unjust scales. And you're celebrating that this is happening to Diddy when there's another massive elephant in the room that you are ignoring because he's charismatic, he's charming, and you think that is cute. I want everyone to listen very carefully to this definition and then tell me if there's anyone else that has openly and repeatedly bragged to you and about doing this to other people based on this definition. Listen very closely.
Our blackmail, remember, human trafficking's definition is the exploitation of persons through the mechanism of force, fraud, and coercion, all of them present in this case.
Of force, fraud, and coercion, of force, fraud, and coercion. That is the definition of trafficking. And I just find it ironic, and I want you to pull up the we're going to continue his interview. I'm just going to be honest. I find it very interesting that the very same people who are celebrating, some of the same people who are celebrating this about Diddy are looking the other way when their idol Tate has been literally looking into cameras and bragging about this. He's been looking into cameras and telling you guys this. He's been looking into cameras and selling courses on how to exploit people, how to lie to women, not give them their logins, have them fly across country, have lie to them about taxes, taking more than is cut. And you guys are excited that this is happening to Diddy while ignoring the one who has a matrix attack against him, has been doing this for how long? And is well documented, and he's been bragging about it. He went as recent as a year and a half ago, he went on the, what is it called, the Nelk Boys podcast, mm-hmm. Yeah. and openly talked about doing this sort of stuff. And you think that Diddy is unique? That's where I go, stop with the selective outrage. Stop with the unjust scales. Keep that same energy for Andrew Tate. Keep that same exact energy for Andrew Tate. And by the way, every other rapper who flies out women to sleep with them and dangles the carrot of an opportunity. All of them present in this case, but all of them present in a lot more cases. A lot more cases. There's a lot of people that have coerced and committed fraud with women, and that's pimping, but it's not just pimping. It's flying a woman across state lines and carrying out the carrot of a opportunity. I'll put you on for this opportunity.
The CEO of Universal Records. I mean, Universal Records is the biggest record place in the whole world almost. I mean, they have so much talent that they've signed, and he's named as a defendant. And we're not accusing him of anything. We're reading from the complaint, but he is accused of participating in acts, in sponsoring acts, in paying for acts. And how high does this go?
It does go all the way to the top, Jesse, and unfortunately also all the way to the bottom. Remember, this is a crime that's fueled by demand, and the demand for sex trafficking in this country is out of control. But you talk about Universal. Remember, Universal has multiple labels underneath Universal, and something that's very interesting that's going to unravel here is when you start looking at the management companies that manage clusters of these artists. They work in groups. They ring-fence themselves. They protect themselves. As Cat Williams so eloquently says, they have blackmail power on everybody. If you show up, whether you had good intentions or not, and you're at the party and there's minors in activity, you're filmed, you get a knock on the door in the morning, and they tell you to hush us, particularly politicians and executives.
Yeah, politicians, executives, athletes, a lot of up-and-coming musical talent. Do you see any similarities between the Epstein situation and this? Because Epstein was mentioned in this complaint.
A lot of similarities. The difference here is we're going to a place now where we never went with Harvey Weinstein. In the Weinstein case, you did not have as many people exposed and implicated. Epstein did a great job in protecting his world, and those in his world, albeit celebrity, they were not necessarily entertainers. They were people of stature in the financial services industry, politicians, people of power. Here you've got people in the entertainment business who normally have loose lips. And once they start talking, now it's going to get interesting to see which other artists come out. Some of the artists you've already mentioned tonight, how they're going to talk, their handlers, their managers, their personal assistants, because people always see, Jesse, we've known this about Diddy for decades. People see they just haven't been talking, and now they're talking.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money going to law enforcement to pay them off, according to the complaint, which I just don't get when you hear about underage women being trafficked. It's just hellacious. Yaka.
Now, obviously, there's levels to it, right? Underage women being trafficked is not the same as an adult being trafficked, I guess. The underage thing is really, really, like, disgusting to me. But listen, all you guys, y'all sat back. You had no problem with Tate selling you his Hustlers University. You had no problem with your favorite conservative pundits interviewing him and just complete softball interviews. Tucker Carlson, complete soft. So you're getting charged for TikTok? Candace Owens, complete softball interviews. Just complete softball. They might as well have been interviewing a minor themselves. How weak those interviews were. And you guys all looked the other way when by the way, there's documentation of attempting to get minors in it, but I guess in whatever state, Romania, that a 16-year-old is not a minor. This stuff is gross, and it's gross that people will look the other way and check their brain out and check their critical thinking out when it's someone that they're aligned in with regards to political ideologies or conservative values. When it's someone like Diddy, who, let's just be honest, Diddy's an easy target. We all don't like Diddy. We've all, especially if you're a Tupac fan, you haven't liked Diddy in a very long time. And you'll look the other way when someone's literally saying in a camera, I have a university, I have a course telling men how to manage only models, and I extort them, and I don't give them their logins, and I don't give them the percentages we agreed to. And you guys are like, free Tate. Break out of the matrix. Yeah. All right. All these folks are going to come down on this. I'm telling you all this. All these folks are going to come down on this. So
John 5:24, Jesus says, those who believe my message and believe in God who sent me will have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins because they have already passed from death to life. And that is the exact theme of our latest collection, the Death to Life collection, available now through Sunday. So get yours now before it's gone forever over at blessgod.shop. I'll see you over there. Peace.